Spades dig into the earth in a corner of Guadalajara Cemetery. Those working on this site believe they are digging up a mass grave containing the remains of 22 men killed by the forces of Francisco Franco shortly after the Civil War. Watching just a few yards away is Ascensión Mendieta, the 90-year-old daughter of one of those victims. Her father, Timoteo Mendieta, fought against Franco in the Civil War, and after the Republican Army's defeat, he went back home. But there were brutal reprisals, and one day he was arrested, taken to this cemetery, and shot dead. René Pacheco is an archaeologist from the Association for the Recovery of Historical Memory, a grassroots organization. He's supervising the dig.
Somos un total de 9 personas, además en este caso.
There are 9 of us working on this, and for this case, we also have 3 forensic scientists who will be doing field work. This is a slow job, and we have to remove all the bodies that we find and then carry out an analysis, a forensic study on them, in order to try and confirm their identities. Only then will we know if this is the mass grave we have been looking for.
Pacheco and his colleagues have already exhumed hundreds of other bodies from unmarked graves across Spain, but this one is particularly significant. In the decades after Franco's death in 1975, relatives of his victims tried to get official backing for a probe into the deaths of their loved ones. But the Spanish courts refused to investigate, pointing to an amnesty law. In desperation, some, such as Ascensión Mendieta, looked abroad to Argentina, where many Spaniards had fled during the dictatorship. In 2010, the Argentinian judge Maria Servini de Cubría took up the case, using the concept of universal justice, which allows a court in one country to pursue an investigation in another, if, for example, war crimes or genocide are alleged to have taken place. Servini de Cubría then requested that a local Spanish court order the digging up of the spot where Timoteo Mendieta was believed to lie. For his granddaughter, Chon Vargas, this is an important day.
Son dos sentimientos encontrados. Por una parte, mucha tristeza.
I have conflicting feelings. On the one hand, this is very sad, but on the other, I'm very happy. We spent 35 years fighting, but I was always convinced that we would live to see this moment. Here in Spain, we haven't had access to justice, which is why we've had to go to Argentina. The important thing is that justice must be done in Spain, and I think that is relevant for all Spaniards. We need closure on this issue.
But there are those who believe these graves should not be dug up at all. The governing Popular Party has long resisted attempts to investigate the crimes of the Franco era, arguing that the issue is too painful and divisive. This is one of the party's senators, José Joaquín Peñarrubia, rejecting last year a request for state funds to be set aside for the search for victims. He claimed there are hardly any mass graves left. Amnesty International disagrees, saying only Cambodia has more. And campaigners say over 100,000 Franco victims remain unidentified across Spain. It's this lack of consensus which has prevented the Spanish state from ever getting involved in the search for victims. That's why Timoteo Mendieta's exhumation is seen as so significant.
This is extremely important because it's a first. This is the first full-fledged exhumation taking place under a legal umbrella.
Francisco Ferrandis is a social anthropologist who compares how Spain handles its mass graves with other countries which have seen politically motivated violence, such as Argentina and Bosnia.
I think that one of the big differences is that in Argentina and also in Bosnia, the exhumations are part of criminal cases, meaning that, you know, they are looking for evidence, criminal evidence. The exhumations are a crime scene, and then the information that comes out of the exhumation is used to prosecute perpetrators. Whereas in Spain, this has been fundamentally illegal, in the sense that there is no legal coverage or no legal umbrella for these exhumations. And this makes a huge difference, because it has been the civil society who has had to take the decisions.
The team carrying out the dig have just made a major breakthrough. René Pacheco explains what they found.
We're quite convinced now that we're in the place where the victims of the Francoist repression are buried, because we found a skull with what looks like a bullet hole, a bullet, and its casing.
Partida en dos mitades de sangre estás perdida.
Days later, after more digging and tests, it turns out that this is indeed the grave of Timoteo Mendieta. This dig is not just significant for his loved ones. The relatives of others killed in this cemetery are also gathered, including Hortensia Corral, the niece of a victim who reads out a poem in tribute to all the dead. But this exhumation is also important for Spain. The case of Timoteo Mendieta may have changed the country's uneasy relationship with its own past. Guy Hedgecoe, DW, Guadalajara.